Greetings again, friends on your Lenten journey. This is Tuesday of the second full week of Lent, and it's day 12 of our Lenten journey. Today we're going to refer to the devotional, The Unvarnished Jesus, A Lenten Journey by Brian Zond. And the devotion today is about Jesus and the parable of the Good Samaritan. You may want to take a moment to read that. It's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 25 through verse 37. Again, Luke 10, 25 to 37. Let us begin. So earlier in this gospel, we see how James and John wanted to nuke a Samaritan village, and how Jesus rebuked the sons of thunder for their biblically inspired but unchristian-like idea. Today, we see how Jesus makes a Samaritan the hero of one of his most famous parables. Jesus gives this parable in response to a question from a Torah scholar trying to wiggle out of loving his neighbor by asking for clarification on who actually constitutes a neighbor. The biblical scholar understood that Jesus had spoken correctly when he had identified love of God and love of neighbor as the heart of scriptural revelation and the way that leads to life, but the scholar was looking for a loophole because there were obviously people he didn't want to love, and Samaritans would certainly have been on his not-to-be-loved list. Thus, his lawyer-like question. This is the backdrop for the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus could have constructed his parable so that a noble Jew showed mercy to a Samaritan victim. This would have been a step in the right direction, but it would have kept the Jew in the superior role. Jesus' parable is more subversive than that. Jesus casts his parable so that a Jew is the victim. Other Jews fail to act in love, and a compassionate Samaritan is the hero of the story. Jesus was challenging the Jewish tendency to look at Samaritans as two-dimensional villains. Jesus is essentially asking, what are you going to do if the people whose theology you scorn are more merciful than you? What if the one you've made an outsider treats you as a neighbor? What are you going to do then? Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who came to faith in Christ amidst deep suffering in the Soviet Gulag, said that the line that separates good and evil does not run between nationalities, ethnicities, religions, or political parties, but right through the heart of every person. Martin Buber taught us to stop relating to others as I, it, but as I, thou. That is, we must learn to recognize the image of God in every person. Rabbi Pinkus once asked his students how they could tell when the night had ended and the day had begun. One student suggested, could it be when you can see an animal in the distance and tell whether it's a sheep or a dog? No, answered the rabbi. Another asked, is it when you can look at a tree in the distance and tell whether it's a fig tree or a date palm? No, answered the rabbi. Then when is it? The pupils demanded. Rabbi Pinkus said, it is when you can look into the face of any person and recognize them as your sister or brother. Until we're able to do that, it is still night. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Martin Buber, and Rabbi Pinkus had all mastered the lesson given to us by Jesus in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Who is my neighbor? The person I have an opportunity to love, help, and alleviate their suffering. The biblical text case for love of God is love of neighbor. And the biblical test case for love of neighbor is love of enemy. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Lead us in the way of life by teaching us how to recognize every person as our neighbor, and give us grace to engage with our neighbors in co-suffering love. Amen. I pray that you have a blessed day today, and as always, look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow on our Lenten journey. God bless you.